Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy by Nature. This is Memorial Day weekend. Of course, Memorial Day is on Monday. This holiday, for those of you who've kind of forgotten, started during the Civil War to honor the soldiers who had made the ultimate sacrifice. These days, we know we not only owe a big debt to those of our military heroes, but also the ones that are returning greatly damaged by the process. And I think this would be a really good time to make a donation to the Wounded Warrior Project, which is at woundedwarriorproject.org. Sometimes I don't mention holidays at all because all the days kind of look alike. I do realize it's a holiday when the phones don't ring and my inbox doesn't catch up. I mean, I can actually empty it because I'm not getting replies as fast as I send out the memos. And on our last vacation, which was, as I might have mentioned, like 12 years from the previous one where we were gone for 10 days or 2 weeks, I realized I wasn't keeping a very good balance in my life. So I have started not stopping at 6 every day, but at 5, so I can actually go in the kitchen and do a better job of getting healthier foods. And on the weekends, I'm trying to do more work around the house instead of in the office. Another thing, I have been just compulsive about having a new show every single week, which is kind of nonsense because when I go back and listen to a previous show, I hear things I didn't hear the first time. So today's show is an archived edition. I went back and got Dr. Kate. This was a show everybody should listen to a couple of times. I know I got a lot out of it the second time that I didn't hear the first time, so I hope that you will tune into that. And even though you've heard it before, I'm going to put it on the website as a classic show because I think it's part of the education even health professionals should listen to. And at the end of the show, Andy and I have a little bit of a conversation about types of vitamin K because he had questions, so stay tuned for that part of it as well. The archives are a great place to go on healthybynatureshow.com, hbnshow.com is the short version, because you can search and find a show on a topic that has become of interest to you. Maybe you didn't make too much of a mental note of it the time that it was on originally, but you can go back and listen to it there. We want to make a special thank you to those that listen to our podcasts and who listen online. We hear from you from all over the country that, and sometimes other parts of the world. And that means a lot to us because the reason we do this every week is not because I have ever taken a paycheck from the show, so it isn't about the money. It's about spreading the word how we can take charge of our health and be happier and healthier naturally. So thanks so much for tuning in, for being with us, and I'll talk to you again at the end of the show.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave, but most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing wastes from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert's herbal detox formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's aloe vera concentrate, AloZorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
If you're like most Americans, you watch what you put in your mouth every day. In addition to making healthy food choices, try taking a closer look at the ingredients in common dietary supplements. Did you know that most tablets require lots of binders and fillers just to hold them together? Who wants to eat ingredients like magnesium stearate, methylparaben, triethyl citrate, silicone dioxide, and talcum powder? Try a soft-molded microlingual vitamin instead. Superior Source microlingual tablets are only a fraction of the size of conventional tablets and use only a small amount of natural acacia gum to hold them together. Superior Source microlingual tablets include a wide range of vitamins and herbal formulas to support your health in every way. Microlingual tablets dissolve immediately, sending nutrition directly into your body. Why put anything else in your mouth? To receive a free 60-day supply of No-Shot B12, you pay only $4.95 shipping and handling. Go to freenoshotb12.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
As I mentioned, this is an archived edition of Healthy by Nature. And by the way, that two-week vacation we just had is not what I talk about in this segment. That was a four-day getaway. Please enjoy. As I mentioned in the last segment, this could be the most important interview you've heard in a couple of years, at least. It's just mind-blowing to me that we're going to be talking about one thing that could have such profound effects. And if you're new to nutrition, don't worry. Even though we're going to have things in here in this interview that are important information that doctors may not have and need to have, we'll try to keep circling back and translating so that you'll go away with actionable information and you'll understand at least the big principles, because those are very simple. We're going to be talking about vitamins that have been off of the radar, even maligned. We've been silently deficient to our detriment, and they explain a whole host of health problems. And just another example, you'll find out, of how diet advice we've been given by so-called experts has led us astray. So, as I introduce our guest, keep in mind that my high school graduating class was only 73 students, and therefore my French teacher did not speak French. Kate Rayon-Bleu is a licensed naturopathic physician and author of the book Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox, How a Little-Known Vitamin Could Save Your Life. She is a former faculty member at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. She speaks across the country, and I'm sure being on the radio is a growing part of what she does, because this message is so important. Good morning, Dr. Kate.
Good morning, Marty.
I know a lot of people call you Dr. Kate because they are language challenged like I am. But
Rayon-Bleu is a mouthful, but you pronounced it perfectly.
Oh, well, that would be a first. Thank you very much. You'll be able to see the actual spelling of her name if you want to go to RadioMarty.com. Click on there are a couple of links there now to our store where we have books, and this is the first one that I've added other than my own books, and not just because I've been really slow getting that organized. I just think this is a fabulous book. And, Dr. Kate, you may find this unusual, maybe the first one that's told you this. It's beach reading for me. I went to an all-inclusive resort in Mexico where there was a whole lot of things to do, and you could find me under a shelter by the beach listening to the ocean and reading your book. I was so fascinated.
So, well, thanks for that. I really appreciate it, and you putting it up on your website, because it really helps increase awareness of such an important nutrient. And you know, I have had a few people say that they couldn't put the book down because, you know, it filled in so many missing pieces of the puzzle of their health.
Well, it did, and I flat used up a highlighter on it, and well, I kept changing highlighters, so it's kind of odd. In some places it's underlined in pencil, but I'm sure that a lot of people did find it that compelling. It's just maybe they weren't at a place where every 100 feet there was a bar that where everything was already paid for. And yet this had more appeal for me. And let's start with something really basic, because people know a little bit about vitamin D. They think they know something about vitamin A. The only people I think that I ever run into that know anything about vitamin K are people who've been told to stay away from it because they're on a blood thinning drug, and we'll get to that. But maybe starting at the root, we can figure out how lack of this one nutrient might possibly involve so many conditions, from the mundane like wrinkles to dental caries and osteoporosis to hardening of the arteries, diabetes, cancer, maybe even Alzheimer's. So what is vitamin K and how does it work?
Well, vitamin K is actually a group of fat-soluble vitamins. There's two main types, and you're right. If people have heard anything about vitamin K, they have probably heard that they shouldn't take it with certain kinds of drugs, or maybe that it comes in green leafy vegetables. But in fact, that is just one form of vitamin K called vitamin K1, which is used for blood clotting. The form of vitamin K that we're talking about is the focus of my book is vitamin K2, and that has entirely different roles in the body. It doesn't come from green leafy vegetables. It doesn't interfere with your medications in general. We can talk about exceptions later. And the role of vitamin K2 is extremely important. It has several health benefits in the body. The two big ones are, first of all, it moves calcium around. So it is directly responsible for shuttling calcium into your bones and teeth where you want it. So this fights osteoporosis and dental cavities. And it also protects and even removes other tissues, soft tissues like arteries, from calcium deposits. So this directly fights heart disease, heart attack and stroke, and other unwanted calcium. So that's one main role of vitamin K2. And the other main role it has is in controlling cell growth in the body, which makes it extremely important for fighting cancer. So already we can see vitamin K2 plays a very important role in major health problems like osteoporosis, heart disease, cancer, and then so many others that you already touched on that we can talk about.
And what tissues in the body are the biggest reservoir of vitamin K2? People always think, well, you know, you test circulating blood, and we'll talk about testing later, but often nutrients aren't there because they're busy doing their work somewhere else. Where do we find vitamin K2?
Well, this is part of the problem with the vitamin K2 is that we don't store it very much in the body, and so it's easy to become depleted or deficient in this nutrient if you don't have it in your diet on a regular basis. There is a very small amount of storage for brief periods of time in the salivary glands, which helps keep your teeth free of cavities. If you have lots of vitamin K2, it'll get into your mouth to protect your teeth, as well as in areas around the heart to keep your heart free of atherosclerosis and plaques and heart disease, and some other very small areas of storage. But in general, we don't actually really store this nutrient very efficiently, which is why deficiency is so common, which is a major contributing factor to, you know, those health conditions I already mentioned, osteoporosis and heart disease and others.
We also tend to, sometimes to our detriment, look at nutrients only in terms of what happens if you don't get enough in the short term. You see beriberi, rickets, and things like that, scurvy, if you don't have enough vitamin C. Are there any short-term clues that would immediately alert us, oh, I'm one of those people that's probably short on vitamin K2?
There aren't really, or the ones that are so subtle. That's a very important point, is that this deficiency of this can go missed for a long time. And as a matter of fact, studies have shown that most apparently healthy adults are in fact deficient in vitamin K2. And at which point you could say, well, if you can be apparently healthy and deficient in K2, what does it matter? But the concern is that, and this is the word, you know, apparently healthy. If you are deficient in K2, that means you don't have enough vitamin K2 to make sure calcium is in the right places all the time. And that means over the long term, and this could be 10, 20, 30, or, you know, 50 years, that puts you at risk for osteoporosis and heart disease and cancer and a number of these, what we call silent killer diseases. And those are called silent killers because they can progress for a very long time before you know it. Even with, you know, current cholesterol testing and whatnot, sometimes the first symptoms of heart disease are a heart attack, a potentially fatal heart attack. So there aren't a lot of obvious symptoms for K2 deficiency. One symptom that you might notice is plaque building up on the teeth. But, of course, people consider this to be normal, and you just go to the dentist and have that scraped off. But definitely one of the feedbacks I get from people once they restore their vitamin K2 levels is they find the plaque will come off their teeth and the teeth stay very clean. And often they will notice it, and their dental hygienist will notice this as well.
That's very interesting because we are led to believe, we're led around by our nose, by advertising, and we're led to believe that plaque is solely having picked the wrong toothpaste.
Right. It's all about brushing and flossing and brushing and flossing. And, you know, even with the most diligent brushing and flossing, a lot of people will know that, that they still can't really keep their teeth free of tartar and they have to go get that scraped off. And yet, you know, for hundreds of years, people didn't have toothbrush and toothpaste and kept their teeth clean in other ways.
Well, we will get back to that, too, because I want to spend just a little bit of time in honor of Dr. Weston A. Price, who did some pioneering work that has been ignored for way too long. We're talking to Dr. Kate. She's the author of Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox. We'll get to that because there's a lot of confusion about calcium. When we get back from these words from our sponsors, we're going to hear more about how a little-known vitamin could save your life. We can take some calls, probably not too many, because I've got too many questions and I'm a MyCog. But we're at 800-281-8255, 800-281-TALK. If I'm not asking the right questions, we'll be right back.
The beach, outdoors, and vacations are all benefits of summer, but the worst possible time to experience painful and embarrassing bloating and gas. Bloating often isn't triggered by how much you eat, but rather eating certain foods that are difficult to digest. These undigested substances then pass into your colon, producing the gas bubbles that make your stomach swell up and produce uncomfortable and unattractive belly bloat. However, with the proper amounts of beneficial probiotics in your GI tract, food that is challenging to digest is rapidly broken down. As a result, the space that the food occupies is decreased, and there is less gas and bloating. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of discomfort. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics improves your colonic pH, regaining bacterial balance, and correcting the root cause of bloat and discomfort. This summer, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
You can't even see one of your cells, but they sure are important. A healthy, energetic body requires healthy systems and organs. They, in turn, must be made up of healthy cells. Dr. John Young, MD, founded Young Health to help his patients restore their bodies and achieve peak performance by building a strong cellular foundation. Drawing on his experience with patients and extensive research into the latest biochemical, physiological, and Nobel Prize-winning protocols, Dr. Young created a program that increases overall health and vitality and even addresses the root causes of many chronic conditions. The Young Health Shake incorporates a superior source of protein, a balanced blend of essential fatty acids, pH balancing drops, and the antioxidant-rich whole fruit puree, fruit of the spirit. Visit younghealth.com to see video testimonials from Young Health Shake users. The site also details about Dr. Young's weekly conference call where you can get your questions answered directly by the doctor. Order online at younghealth.com or call 800-753-1387. 800-753-1387.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. I've been looking forward for a long time to talking to Dr. Kate Rayon-Bleu. She's a licensed naturopathic physician and author of a book about vitamin K2 and the calcium paradox. I would have probably picked a different title, something along the lines of, if you don't read this book, boy, you are really missing a bet. No, I would have had to pick a better marketing title, but if something could affect so many different aspects of health, and it's just an urgent matter that we learn about it. And when we went to break, we had just mentioned the fact that we were going to talk about calcium, and in explaining how vitamin K2 works, you touched on the fact that it has something to do with calcium in the arterial plaque, not a good thing, calcium in the bones, a good thing. And folks are just totally mixed up because they hear, even from the government, oh, you must take calcium. Everything is now calcium fortified. It's calcium this, calcium that. It does all these supposedly wonderful things. And then the studies start coming out saying, wait a minute, maybe calcium causes long-term health effects that are very serious. So please sort that out for us.
Well, I start the book talking about the studies. At the time the book was published last year, several studies that had come out indicating that people who take calcium supplements have more heart attacks and strokes, significantly 20 to 30% more heart attacks and strokes than those who don't. Since the book was published, there are several more studies that repeat the same thing, and yet that hasn't changed prescribing practices or recommendations around calcium. Even a doctor who won't recommend a multivitamin to their patients will recommend a calcium and vitamin D supplement. And it turns out that a portion of the calcium, once we take supplements, and this can even happen from food, a portion of the calcium that doesn't end up where we want it, into our bones and teeth, can end up in places where it can cause serious harm. So plaque building up in the arteries, what we call hardening of the arteries. And this directly leads to heart attacks and strokes. Despite all the focus that's been on cholesterol, you know, the testing of cholesterol and lowering your cholesterol, and, you know, cholesterol is not a good predictor of whether or not you'll have a heart attack, but the presence of calcium in your arteries is an excellent predictor of whether or not you will suffer a heart attack. The body has ways of removing calcium from areas where it shouldn't be, as well as, you know, making sure it doesn't get there in the first place. We just need the right kinds of nutrients to do that. It sounds incredible because we think of heart disease as the silent killer. It's going to sneak up on us and get us, or it's not. But actually, that's not true. We've always had ways to deal with this. And vitamin K2 is really the key nutrient that will prevent and even remove existing arterial calcium deposits, as well as calcium deposits, inappropriate ones, in various areas of the body, you know, heel spurs, bone spurs, kidney stones, a variety of places.
Those are important points, and I want to come back to them later because people say, did I hear that correctly? And I want to make sure that they know they did. But I wrote a short series on the calcium controversy in my weekly newsletter. And I said, well, certainly one of the big things is that they're always studying calcium kind of in isolation and not whether people also got magnesium, which is, of course, very important to the proper utilization of calcium, and it should be kept in balance. I did not make enough of a point about vitamin K2 because I hadn't finished reading the book yet. So I'm glad you are filling in that blank, because they certainly aren't looking at that in the studies. And wouldn't that be a much more relevant to why some people show all this benefit from calcium and other people show the reported side effects?
Well, that's exactly right. And first of all, your point about magnesium is very important, because you're right, that's a major shortcoming of these calcium studies. We know magnesium deficiency is common, and when people supplement with calcium and they're already deficient in magnesium, that's just going to make things worse, and that they didn't look at that in the studies at all. But more importantly, essentially, these studies are raising questions that can't be answered with the research that's being done. So multiple studies have come out saying calcium can increase and does increase heart attacks and strokes, and that causes mass confusion, because we know we need calcium for our bones, and doctors still aren't changing their recommendations around calcium. And that's because, essentially, if you just look at calcium, you'll never understand what's going on, or basically, you know, your focus on calcium or asking is calcium safe is the wrong question to be asking. And what we need to ask is, what does the body need to safely utilize calcium and get it where it's supposed to go and protect us from it landing in harmful places? And the answer to that is vitamin K2.
Andy, calcium is even supposed to be helpful for prevention of other health problems like cancer, and that's why everybody's just like furrowing their brow, because, well, how can it be so good and so bad at the same time? It's context. Is it in the context
exactly
of what it takes to make it behave according to the natural plan? So I want at this point back up and talk about, speaking of context, we didn't used to have some of these problems, and tell us about Dr. Weston A. Price, who he was, what he did, and what he noticed that relates to food sources of vitamin K2.
Well, this is part of the very interesting history of this nutrient, and actually part of the mystery of why this nutrient that's so important was overlooked for so long. And that is, you know, Weston Price, he, of course, was the dentist who traveled around the world studying diets of healthy people. You know, this is typically primitive people, people that were not in contact with modern industrialized foods, and found out what made them healthy. So these were people who didn't have toothbrush or toothpaste or dentist and never needed them. They had perfectly healthy teeth.
Let alone orthodontist.
Let alone, oh, yeah, that's even another story, orthodontist. And, you know, they didn't suffer with cancer and diabetes and heart disease. They just simply remained healthy. And he determined that these people had very high levels of fat-soluble vitamins. Their diets were more nutritious in general, but particularly the fat-soluble vitamins were about 10 times higher, so vitamins A and D, but as well a third fat-soluble vitamin that he recognized in these healthy diets, but he didn't know what it was called, so he just called it Activator X. And he does quite a bit of research on it, and he publishes this in his book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, a whole chapter about this Activator X and its ability to treat dental cavities, and as a dentist, he even stopped drilling and filling teeth, and he used almost exclusively a nutritional protocol to treat cavities, and he shows, you know, x-rays before and after of cavities healing up.
Let's pause just a moment, because we do have dentists that listen to this program, and they're saying, well, wait a minute, probably like most of the population, once you have a cavity is only going to get worse. They don't get better. So I would like for you to repeat that.
Well, our teeth are designed to heal, and the cavity will only get worse if you're lacking the nutrients to allow your teeth to heal. But it absolutely is possible that the dentin in the tooth where the cavity happens will regrow if you give it the right nutrients. And Weston Price showed this very clearly, lots of x-rays before and after of cavity-filled teeth, and then teeth that had quite simply healed up and sealed up and regrown the tooth material, which is absolutely possible as long as he used these three nutrients, the vitamins A and D, and this third one, which, again, he wasn't able to identify in his lifetime, but he still made use of it because he found where it was in foods and was able to use that. And that was identified as being vitamin K2.
Well, it was remarkable work, and there is a Weston A. Price Foundation. There's the Price Pottinger Foundation. There are still people out there trying since the 40s to get this information out. But as you can imagine, probably the American Dental Association doesn't have a lot of incentive since if people don't have cavities getting filled, there's less for dentists to do. But the consumers are going to lead the revolution, so I'm glad we're having Dr. Kate with us today to talk about vitamin K2. Remember, it's K2 and the calcium paradox. We'll be back with more about that. We'll look at heart disease, other conditions, the testing, contraindications, vitamin A. Lots to do. Please stay with us. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin, wants us all to reach our personal health goals. Some listeners want to resolve a serious disease or a chronic complaint, while others aim to get fit and prevent disease. Many just want more energy, a better memory, a cheerier mood, or to look better. Marty interviews experts with extensive experience or authors who have really done their homework. She knows that means digging into the scientific literature to back up recommendations with facts, not hype. The show website now sells some of her favorite books from past shows. For example, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, Dr. Kate's book on the importance of vitamin K, and Dr. Kyle Smith's wonderful book on keeping your brain sharp. Of course, the store sells Marty's book on natural alternatives for heartburn and the one on aloe vera. More books will be added soon. Visit the show website at thefamiliarradiomarty.com or at hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com. HBN means healthy by nature, and that is her goal.
It's no secret that as we age, our bodies go through a lot of changes. Most people believe aches and pains are an inevitable part of the aging process, but it doesn't have to be. You can do something about it. Collagen is the major component of connective tissue in the body and is the foundation of ligaments, tendons, cartilage, and bones. After age 25, natural collagen production typically slows at a rate of about 1.5% per year. Fast forward to age 50, and your body could be producing 35% less collagen, possibly resulting in weakened connective tissue and bones. Collagen Joint Complex by NeoCell is an all-natural, complete joint formula that contains collagen, glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid, which are the four key nutrients needed to support the health of our joints. To learn more about NeoCell's full line of joint support, beauty, and anti-aging products, visit NeoCell.com or visit your favorite local health food store nationwide.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Dr. Kate Rayon-Bleu. She is a licensed naturopath. Her book is Vitamin K and the Calcium Paradox. This is one of those I recommend every listener who can read, buy this, buy two copies, one for you, one for your doctor. And there's a lot of health information that comes incidental to this that a few things I didn't know, a lot of things that I thought, oh, yeah, I have kind of forgotten about that, and so I highlighted it. It's a great book. And we were talking in the last segment about Dr. Weston A. Price, the dentist who did some pioneering work going around the world looking for these nice, bright, wide smiles, good arches, excellent teeth, and then follow those populations. Maybe even just one member of the family who goes to a Western-based society eats what we do and then how they degenerate. And I wonder if it's too late to get this guy a Nobel Prize, because he certainly earned one at his own expense. And Dr. Kate, I sure wish I'd known what he learned about dental cavities, because I got so many mercury fillings. I think the mercury from those amalgams is probably what did a number on my thyroid, but that's a topic for another day. The foods that he found people were eating, I think it's worth mentioning that you say in the book, these are only from animal foods, and we have been told, oh, stay away from animal foods, fat is bad. We've been given for decades now this advice to stay away from the very foods that are high in vitamin K2. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. And even in the face of information that contradicted that, for example, the French diet. French diet, very high in fat, very high in saturated fat, and yet the French had very low rates of heart disease. And here we are in North America saying saturated fat causes heart disease. And so we called this the French paradox. And how the heck can the French get by this way? And we decided, oh, they've got some sort of magic formula. Oh, it's the red wine that protects them. Well, okay, red wine for sure is heart healthy, but given the way the French smoke, in addition, really that shouldn't compensate for that. But it turns out that the French diet with their butter and eggs and brie cheese in particular is so high in vitamin K2, they're happily stuffing themselves. Oh, and goose liver, pâté, stuffing themselves with the one nutrient that will simply clear out their arteries. And so it really wasn't a paradox. But you're right, so much of the focus on nutrition and avoiding fat has not helped us in this department. And in addition to the way we've changed the way we raise our animal foods, which has made them much less healthy and essentially removed the vitamin K2 that used to be in our diets.
There's something, some poetic irony here if people are stuffing themselves with pâté, but so I always say, gosh, the research can be so misleading because they're only looking at this little factor or that little factor. When you're confused, go back to what were they doing many decades ago when they didn't have these problems, and what have we done to corrupt the food supply? And boy, that fear of fat has done not only made us fat, it has also made us sick, as you are telling us. Let's clear up the confusion about vitamin K1. Well, in the context of talking about heart disease, you have a great line in there. You're only as old as your arteries, and the calcium that builds up, there's a lot of different factors going on there, but something caught my eye, and I just hardly can believe it, but an animal study where they gave animals with calcified arteries vitamin K2, and in 6 weeks the arteries were cleared. So it isn't maybe just about prevention, but actually reversing the process?
Oh, definitely. You can absolutely reverse the buildup of calcium in the arteries and other soft tissues. And we've seen that in animal studies. I give a case study, of course, in Chapter 4 of the book from a cardiologist. Now, this particular case study has to do with calcium building up on a heart valve. It's another common area where calcium will build up. We know in the arteries of the heart, the coronary arteries, that's what leads to a heart attack. But there can be lots of other places where calcium can build up, like in heart valves, leads to open heart surgery, in the carotid arteries, in arteries of the brain. And we can see a removal of calcium from all of these areas with vitamin K2.
And what about varicose veins? There's something annoying the veins in that case, too. Do you think there's a connection?
Definitely. It turns out that calcium can build up in the walls of the veins in a similar way as it does in the arteries. And when that happens, then the veins don't work so well. They become prolapsed, so they become larger. They tend to stick out. They're not as efficient at moving blood out, and that is essentially a varicose vein. And I've seen some remarkable reversal of varicose veins and an elimination of that heavy, achy feeling people get in their legs when the veins aren't working properly, as well as a reduction in the visible veins, startling results, more than I even expected, actually.
Wow. People, as we said in the beginning, have been warned not to, and this makes me crazy, that doctors, especially cardiologists, will put somebody on a blood thinner, Coumadin, and tell them, okay, now, because this interferes with vitamin K, I don't want you to eat any green vegetables that might have vitamin K in it, instead of saying, eat the same amount every day and I will adjust the dosage around that. But that said, please help us understand the difference between vitamin K1 and vitamin K2 and even the different forms of vitamin K2.
This is a very important thing to understand, because a lot of the confusion and the reason why vitamin K2 essentially was overlooked for so long is because people assumed it was another form of vitamin K1 and just another blood clotting vitamin. So to recap, K1 comes from green leafy vegetables, and its only role in the body is to help our blood to clot appropriately. K2 comes from other food sources, grass-fed foods and other types of animal foods, and its role is to move calcium around, protect us from cancer, and it doesn't participate in blood clotting under normal circumstances. So taking vitamin K2 won't affect your blood clotting in any way. Now, for people who are taking Coumadin or warfarin, how that drug works is by essentially lowering the amount of vitamin K1 that's available to your clotting factors. And so in those instances, even in those instances, you're right. First of all, people are told to avoid a long list of healthy foods that contain green leafy vegetables, for example, that contain vitamin K1. But even in those instances, studies have shown that small amounts of vitamin K2 are not only safe, because the body will preferentially use them for other things, but that it helps the Coumadin work more stably, more predictably, with less side effects. So for anybody on Coumadin or warfarin, they should check out Chapter 3 of my book to understand that.
And that's one of those reasons you need a second copy for your doctor, because he will probably, she will not have this information. We're taking a break now. When we come back, I want to talk about some other conditions, like what's going on in kidneys, fertility, the pancreas, and all those kinds of things. So please do stay with us. We're talking to Dr. Kate about her book, Vitamin K and the Calcium Paradox. It is available in the Radio Marty bookstore. We'll be right back.
Stress takes its toll on all of us. Many find relief from life's pressures with exercise, but vigorous exercise can deplete the body's supply of magnesium. If we drink coffee or alcohol, we lose even more. Magnesium is an essential activator of nearly 300 enzymes required for proper nerve function, bone integrity, and heart rhythm. So ensuring that you have adequate levels is critical. When combined with an amino acid, it's much easier for magnesium to cross into the bloodstream. That's why Doctor's Best High Absorption Magnesium uses 100% fully reacted chelated magnesium with the amino acids glycine and lysine. So if you want the best magnesium at the best price, don't get stressed out. Just ask for Doctor's Best High Absorption Magnesium, because you deserve it. Doctor's Best products are available at Walgreens and at fine health food stores nationwide. To learn more, listen to the experts at ScienceBasedNutritionPodcast.com.
At Nordic Naturals, we believe that omega oils are essential to an extraordinary life, both yours and your pet's. That's why we're committed to delivering the world's safest, most effective omega oils. As the leading manufacturer of omega-3 fish oil, all of Nordic Natural products are made according to the same strict international standards for purity, freshness, and quality. That means you can give your pet Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oils with confidence. Our pure and fresh pet cod liver oil and omega-3 pet products are essential to support support your pet's healthy heart, joints, skin, and coat. What's essential to Nordic Naturals is continuing this tradition by offering your pet these same essential nutrients. At Nordic Naturals, what's essential to us is simple. It's what's essential to you. Like us on Facebook and share your What's Essential story, or visit NordicNaturals.com for free samples. Nordic Naturals is also available at finer health stores nationwide. Nordic Naturals, committed to delivering the world's safest, most effective omega oils.
Summer fun. Beach, pool, boating, golf, gardening, scratches, dry skin, chapped lips, sunburned, not much fun, unless you're prepared with Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly and Lip Balm. We all know that the aloe vera plant soothes painful burns, moisturizes, and helps skin heal quickly. In fact, aloe products are everywhere, even in the gift shop of any vacation spot. But you just can't tell by looking that most of them contain very little aloe, or that processing has removed the healing elements from the leaves. Insist on Lily of the Desert brand. It's 99% organic aloe. The constituents that give the leaf its magical reputation have been protected and enhanced. Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly also contains vitamins for a healthy skin and comes in three affordable sizes. Most natural food stores nationwide carry the jelly and lip balm. Buy them now for first aid at home, and for goodness sake, don't go on vacation without it, or you may get stuck with that other stuff from the gift shop. Join Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Oh boy, the clock, she is ticking. We're talking with Dr. Kate Rayonbu. She's the author of Vitamin K and the Calcium Paradox. It's full of fascinating information, like women who were vitamin D, yes, she talks about A and D as well as K. Those women who are vitamin E deficient are 4 times more likely to have a C-section. The book is in such depth that, Dr. Kate, we will definitely have to have you back, but I'm going to short-circuit my outline here because I want to make sure that we have time to talk a little bit about vitamin A. It's also greatly understood, contraindications and testing. So I'm just going to say, read this book if you have an interest in solving arthritis, kidney calcification, fertility problems, want easier labor, have pancreas issues, and so on, lung issues, high blood pressure. There are a lot of things that apparently are related to our vitamin K2 status, and we'll come back on another show and talk about those. But let's talk about testing. I was partway into the book, and I asked my doctors, I need to be tested for vitamin K2. I hadn't gotten to your testing section yet. And they scratched their head for a while, came back and had me tested for osteocalcin, which is the only thing they had no direct idea what to do. And apparently that was pretty much a waste of money. Tell us what we need to know about testing, and is it even necessary?
First of all, I guess the most important thing to know right now is that the most useful tests for vitamin K2 just aren't available to the market yet. I actually did get news this week that there may be a test available by the end of this year, one that's been developed, but that's still too soon to say. And currently, the really useful tests are only being used in academic settings and research settings. So you can't get that right now. But in a way, it doesn't matter because studies have shown that deficiency in vitamin K2 is widespread. You can pretty much assume that you are lacking this nutrient or need more of it in your diet. And secondly, vitamin K2 has no toxicity, so you don't run any risk of increasing this through your diet or supplements.
Well, let's jump to contraindications. Is there anybody who should not work at getting more vitamin K2? I know you talk about a study where even little kids that are still forming their bones do better with vitamin K2, and then the older people all have the problem of calcified arteries and so on. You said there aren't any known side effects. Is it okay for everybody?
Yeah, there are no side effects, no toxicity. The only concern is the one around warfarin for people taking warfarin or Coumadin, but even that's just a relative contraindication that you can read up on. Other than that, this really is a benefit to everybody. Pregnant moms, so important for the developing fetus throughout childhood, early and late, and very important during adolescence. And then as well at menopause, when we are more concerned about osteoporosis and fighting heart disease, and later in life for, you know, cancer protection. And really, it is throughout life that everybody benefits from this nutrient.
Because it was part of the original plan, and it was supposed to be there. And again, we have corrupted the original plan. I know you ate natto, that what I consider the nastiest food on the planet. Probably there are some I haven't tried, but I prefer supplements. And in the final segment, we'll talk about that with Andy. But let's do a speed round on vitamin A myths. You point out that one of the things it does is regulate genes to produce the proteins that vitamins and minerals then activate. So it sounds like a foundational thing. Myth number one, it is in carrots.
Absolutely a myth. People think that carrots are a great source of vitamin A. There's no vitamin A in carrots. Carrots contain beta-carotene, which your body might convert to vitamin A, but it might not. And you can't rely on carrots or even other vegetable-based foods for your vitamin A intake, because the conversion of beta-carotene to vitamin A is affected by so many things, you could be missing out.
Including deficiency of zinc, too much stress, or a bunch of blocks. Myth number two, it's toxic.
And it is no more toxic. Vitamin A is no more toxic than vitamin D. And yet vitamin A has had such a bad rap. And I think it's because the studies that look at, and all of them, just, again, look at vitamin A in isolation and say vitamin A lowers calcium in the body, which is not a good thing for your bones. Well, actually, if you have vitamins A and D together, that is how they work best. And the studies that just look at vitamin A have neglected vitamin D. And, in fact, sometimes you want to lower calcium levels in your body. When you're removing calcium from your arteries, we'd like to think that the body says, oh, I'm just going to take this calcium and stick it into the bones. In fact, it doesn't happen that way. When it removes calcium from your arteries and kidney stones and other areas, it needs to be eliminated from the body. And vitamin A helps do that. So that is definitely important, but it's a matter of having a balance between A and D here, and that's what really makes vitamin A safe and important. So no more toxic than vitamin D.
And it is also a myth that it causes osteoporosis. It's if you only had it helping one part of bone remodeling and you don't have the vitamin D, so I think you've kind of already answered that. 30 seconds, a parting thought, Dr. Kate?
That this is a nutrient that can help so many conditions, and it, basically, if you're getting plaque or tartar scraped off your teeth every few months, have to think about what plaque and is building up inside your arteries, and that really reflects the health of your whole body.
Well, this is a wonderful book. I hope you will join us again, because my listeners are just so interested in learning, and you've provided a wealth of information, and we sure appreciate it. Your book is called Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox, How a Little-Known Vitamin Could Save Your Life.
Thank you so much, Marty.
Oh, thank you. We'll be right back with a little bit more.
The beach, outdoors, and vacations are all benefits of summer, but the worst possible time to experience painful and embarrassing bloating and gas. Bloating often isn't triggered by how much you eat, but rather eating certain foods that are difficult to digest. These undigested substances then pass into your colon, producing the gas bubbles that make your stomach swell up and produce uncomfortable and unattractive belly bloat. However, with the proper amounts of beneficial probiotics in your GI tract, food that is challenging to digest is rapidly broken down. As a result, the space that the food occupies is decreased, and there is less gas and bloating. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of discomfort. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics improves your colonic pH, regaining bacterial balance and correcting the root cause of bloat and discomfort. This summer, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Worry that your get-up-and-go may have left you for good? Health experts tell us that if we just ate more fruits and vegetables, we'd feel better and have more energy. But who has that much time in the kitchen every day? And vitamin supplements don't contain all of nature's magic. What we truly need is to eat more real food, actual food from nature. I want to share a secret with you today. Fruit of the Spirit is a delicious, easy solution for getting more whole food from nature. Fruit of the Spirit is a puree of 12 whole superfruits, 3 herbs, and restorative minerals from the Dead Sea that support natural energy without stimulants. Fruit of the Spirit's blend is so nutritionally dense that 1 ounce provides 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in a convenient, great-tasting drink. Kids love it. Get your Get Up and Go back and receive a discount on your order. Go to the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call us at 1-800-793-8830. 1-800-793-8830.
If you're like most Americans, you watch what you put in your mouth every day. In addition to making healthy food choices, try taking a closer look at the ingredients in common dietary supplements. Did you know that most tablets require lots of binders and fillers just to hold them together? Who wants to eat ingredients like magnesium stearate, methylparaben, triethyl citrate, silicone dioxide, and talcum powder? Try a soft-molded microlingual vitamin instead. Superior Source microlingual tablets are only a fraction of the size of conventional tablets and use only a small amount of natural acacia gum to hold them together. Superior Source microlingual tablets include a wide range of vitamins and herbal formulas to support your health in every way. Microlingual tablets dissolve immediately, sending nutrition directly into your body. Why put anything else in your mouth? To receive a free 60-day supply of No-Shot B12, you pay only $4.95 shipping and handling. Go to freenoshotb12.com.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Wow, she is really great. And although I could have probably gone on for another hour with her and spread out some of those topics, I think you have to lay a foundation and then come back, because people can only absorb so much at one time, especially when it's plowing such new ground as this one was. And again, Dr. Kate's book, Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox, I was so impressed with, I put it in the Healthy by Nature bookstore. Andy, I invited you back in here, Andy Hopkins, producer, because he's also the president of one of our sponsors, healthworksmart.com, to give people a practical application for this information. You carry vitamin K2 in your store. What do you carry?
I do. From the folks at Superior Source, I like many of their products, most of which are small little microlingual mm-hmm. tablets that just dissolve underneath your tongue, and they're very easy to take. And so that's what we
people
like.
People love their B6, B12 folic acid combinations.
Yes, yeah, that. And we have 2 from them. And actually, I'm learning as we go about this too. So I was very interested in today's show. But we have an advanced triple, which is K1, K2, 4, K2, 7. And then we also have just the K2 with MK7. What should I know about the two, and what's right in dosage too?
Okay. Vitamin K2, the MK7, that is the kind that seems to be the most active. And you just go with a company that has done the research. Theirs is 100 micrograms. I think that's a good dose. And it is, like you say, you pop it under your tongue and it dissolves like immediately. I have lots of pills I take. I'm always happy when I have one of these. And the other one is a triple K. It has a vitamin K1 in it, which is the one that you would get if you ate a lot of vegetables. I would not recommend that product for somebody who's on warfarin Coumadin, but for people who know they should be eating more vegetables, maybe you get that to normalize your clotting. It also has 2 forms of vitamin K2 that each have a little bit different benefit, but the main one, even in that, is the vitamin K2. So I definitely recommend Superior Source. And, you know, in this week's free newsletter, I was talking about spending for health, and that you could spend $4.60 on a medium-sized Starbucks caramel frappuccino, never mind the 16 teaspoons of sugar and 410 calories. If you took 2 of those a month, you could invest those in a month's supply of vitamin K2 and save your life. Wouldn't that be a better investment?
That's right. Everybody's trying to get into my coffee budget, but that's a good point.
Okay.
Well, HealthWorksMart.com. You can get these 2 Superior Source products. Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It's good to know that we can do something about the tens of thousands of chemicals in our air and drinking water, the mercury in seafood, the pesticides in our food, toxins in cleaning and yard products, and the hormone-disrupting plasticizers and packaging. We can't move to another planet, but we can buy safer organic products. We can take dietary supplements to lessen the impact. To get rid of toxins stored in our tissues, even in our brains, there is the far infrared sauna. It gently stimulates cells to release stored toxins and flush them out through the skin. This sauna uses a lower temperature for a longer time, so it's even safe for heart patients. It's comfortable and it doesn't feel like it's cooking your eyeballs. I read or watch TV while I turn back the years. Our sauna is portable and quite affordable. Learn more by clicking the product button at RadioMarty.com or call 877-262-7843. 877-262-7843.